You are listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards with Matthew Childs and Cindy Parakill.
Hey, Cindy Parakill.
Hey, Matthew Childs.
Well, shall we have The Standard's Desk of News?
Yep, let's do it.
Yes, this is The Standard's Desk of News, news about standards and standards in the news. And this time we are covering stories from May 2025.
And we start with a new standard for modern methods of construction.
BSI has published a new specification, PAS 8700, to support confidence, consistency and efficiency in modern methods of construction, or MMC, for residential developments. It outlines comprehensive requirements for integrating MMC and design for manufacture and assembly across the full building life cycle, from design to end of life. The standard aligns with existing regulations to unify fragmented practices and aid stakeholders, including designers, developers, insurers, and regulators. It emphasizes early stage planning, system integration, and collaboration for safer, more efficient housing delivery. Benefits of MMC adoption include cost and time certainty, improved quality, reduced waste, and sustainability gains. Developed with inputs from government and industry bodies, PAS 8700 aims to transform residential construction through innovation and best practice deployment of MMC. Applications open for ISO Research Grant 2025.
The ISO Research Grant is an annual award for postgraduate students or teams to conduct research on the impact of international standards based on ISO's chosen theme. Open to all disciplines, from humanities to applied sciences, the 2025 theme is Standards for Supply Chain Resilience. The grant includes 25,000 Swiss francs in funding, expert guidance, including draft feedback, practitioner contact via ISO members, and access to ISO data, and wide-range exposure for your work across academic, industry, and standardization communities. This is a unique opportunity to contribute to global knowledge on standards and their real-world applications. Proposal submissions are due by 9th of July 2025. Follow the link in the show notes. Japan's National Standardization Strategy.
Japan is set to finalise its National Standardisation Strategy by June 2025, aiming to lead in developing international standards across key sectors. Priorities include AI, quantum technology, environment and energy, disaster prevention, mobility, food, agriculture, forestry, fisheries, bioeconomy and ICT. The strategy will outline clear objectives to strengthen Japan's global influence in standardization, including developing skilled professionals, enhancing the capabilities of domestic certification bodies, and increasing international engagement by hosting standards-related conferences. This strategic focus reflects Japan's commitment to shaping global standards in emerging technologies and critical industries, while boosting national competitiveness and fostering innovation through coordinated, forward-looking standardization efforts. Updated eCall standard boosts road safety.
A new update to the pan-European eCall system could save thousands of lives annually by improving emergency response to serious car crashes. The eCall system automatically contacts emergency services after a crash, even if the driver is unconscious or in a remote area. The revised version of EN 16072 ensures seamless communication between vehicles and emergency centres across all EU countries. Developed by SEN TC278, it improves data transmission, enhances privacy, and ensures compatibility with both older and modern mobile networks. eCall shares a voice link and vital data like crash location and vehicle type with the emergency services. With full deployment, the EU estimates up to 2,500 lives could be saved each year thanks to quicker, smarter emergency alerts. BSI Healthcare Week 2025.
BSI Healthcare Week 2025 offers 5 expert-led webinars from the 9th to the 13th of June, designed to equip healthcare and medtech professionals with vital insights in a fast-evolving sector. Whether you're a manufacturer, provider, policymaker, or simply passionate about global health, this event delivers timely, practical guidance. Topics include innovation and AI in healthcare, sustainability and circularity, and regulatory changes in the UK, EU, and beyond. Don't miss this opportunity to stay informed and ahead of the curve. Also, have a listen to our short episode of The Standard Show with me in conversation with Lena Cordy Bancroft, BSI's healthcare sector lead, about what attendees can gain from this essential week of learning and collaboration. Just follow the link in the show notes. And finally, have your say on suicide awareness and education.
BSI has released the draft of BS 30480 for public consultation, with the final standard expected in late 2025. This will be the UK's first standard focused on suicide awareness and education, offering practical guidance for organisations of all sizes to plan for, respond to, and support individuals affected by suicide. The standard will be freely available and aims to help implement compassionate and systematic prevention and support measures. It also includes advice on sensitive communication, working with bereaved individuals, and identifying when specialist input is needed. Case studies will illustrate real-world applications. During public consultation, anyone can review and comment on the draft. All feedback is reviewed before the standard is finalised and published by consensus. Get involved and have your say now. Details of how to do so are in the show notes.
They are indeed, as are the links to some of the other stories we have featured today. And a reminder that the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show. Well, thank you, Cindy Parakill.
Thank you, Matthew Charles.
For May 2025, that's The Standard's Desk of News.
You have been listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.